Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live on the road as it is stop six of our crawfish circuit. And as Reggie said, we are here at the Big Ben Tavern in Sugar Land. If you've been near where the Space Cowboys play, right in that area down Highway 6. So come on out and have a good time. As hey, they've got crawfish here that you can get. Right now, and I'm telling you, it looks tasty. It looks tasty. They've got multiple different, as we said, flavors and ways you can go. You want real good heat, or you want it just kind of regular, or want a little pizzazz to it. You can get that here as well, and you can be our grand winner. All you got to do is sign your name up and check out our QR code, and you can have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year from Bud Light, Budweiser as well. So come do your thing. It's going to be a good time out here as always. And Clint, we're here. And Clint, you was out there at a nice, comfortable event. Not sweating yet. Not Tyler put on shorts weather yet today. But you was out there and saw the rookies firsthand today.
Yeah. But before we get there, let me Big Ben's Tavern here. Let's any place. You know, we talk about wings, and if the celery's cold and crispy, you got a good wing spot. I don't know what this necessarily means other than just quality, but they make their own fried okra here, boys.
Oh.
And I just smashed me a little bowl of fried okra, and I'm telling you. It's the real deal.
Oh, damn, you did smash it.
I didn't even offer you any, man. I'm sorry. During the technical difficulties we were having at the station, we went ahead and hammered them. The fried okra is great, and so I look when that is the case, they typically are pretty good across the menu. So
you can shoot down some fried okra. Yeah, man, the menu looks good. Even if you want bugs or you may want to go in a different direction, fried okra's there. The menu looks really good. So get on down here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And you can hang out with us and have fun, have some good drinks, have some crawfish, some bugs, and hang out and do your thing with us as we always do on this day. All right, so I don't know. I know Sean was there, and I thought Sean Pendergast was going to call in within the loop. Not sure of it, but I know from you you're the first I have heard anything about what you got to see from the rookie minicamp. Now again. We want to preference this, and I'm going to do it right now because I know Clinton Tyler, even if we say this, that people are going to be people that they're, oh, it's just a rookie minicamp. It's day one. Listen, anything we're saying, we understand this ain't the end-all, be-all. This is just the first time we got to lay our eyes on many guys for the first time. The rookies, Nick Cayley, some of the other guys of the staff, we understand that. So, listen, everything we comment on, we're not sitting here saying it's the end of the world. But, Clint, you got to see all of these guys, these young rookies from Higgins to to Ursary, to Noel, and or to Noel, excuse me, Marks Reed. You got to see, lay your eyes on these guys for the first time. What kind of stuck out to you player-wise?
Well, first of all, it was a beautiful day out there, and it's good to be back on the turf and watching the guys, you know, practice ball and turn dirt, if you will. It was beautiful. It was a good day. I think, you know, again, positioning-wise, it's hard to the way where they ask these guys to where they're doing their drills. Sometimes it's hard to get any kind of fair look of what the hell's going on. The offensive line, defensive line is on the other end of the field. It's just not there's nothing you can take from it. Now, for me, I spent a lot of time watching the wide receivers, obviously, and I've been trying to think of a comp since looking at it. I know Jaden Higgins was comped early on to Nico Collins, and that may end up working out, you know, accurately. I don't know, but for me, I see a longer, rangier wide receiver than Nico Collins. I think Nico's play style is different than his size. You know what I mean? Than his length. He's a big dude that plays a kind of more of an all around wide receiver, good route runner, you know, great hands, you know, great run after catch, hard to tackle kind of thing. Can outrun you when need be. He looks like a guy that plays the game a little bit more. The longer, rangier dudes, the Devontae Adams is a good one, kind of the way he plays. He seems like he plays, his arms seem like they're 10 foot long when he's catching balls that are outside his catch window, if you will, his catch radius.
They got him listed at, 6'4", 216 is what they have Higgins listed at.
Yeah, and he doesn't look 216. He looks leaner and longer, but I don't say that negatively. I mean, that's a positive. It's a good way to compliment Nico Collins.
Because I said to you, Higgins, you said not that he doesn't play as physical. Doesn't come off.
Well, I don't know how physical he plays. We'll see how physical he plays this level. But he strikes me as a player that plays longer. Again, the bigger, rangier catch window that you see in some of these taller athletes nowadays, the T. Higgins of the world. I said Devontae Adams. I mean, obviously we're talking about one of the best in the game there, so that's probably a little bit unfair. But, you know, you remember the Pittsburgh Steeler wide receivers back in the day that were real rangy, just long, thin, and long striders. He looks more like that, and I don't know that I see that when I see Nico. I know that the tangibles, the measurables will tell you that he's longer and rangier, but I think Nico plays, and again, this is a compliment, I think Nico plays more like a 6'2 receiver that can run routes and that does really everything well. I don't know where Higgins is going to fit on, you know, sense of a route runner and catching the 50-50 ball and going up and beating NFL defensive backs, but he looks like a rangier athlete than anybody that we've had in uniform in a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the one you wanted. I saw a video of him, and it was like, ooh, that's a big dude that looks the part, right? The size that they bring with him on the outside and Nico on the outside, Now, again, we hadn't seen this offense, and obviously that was Bobby Slowick, and there may be some change to it. We hadn't seen them utilize big size that much with receivers. We've seen them more utilize the move guys, the shiftier guys like Tank and Stephon Diggs, and then you could even throw Mechie into that a bit. But it'll be interesting to see those two big dudes on the outside attack them.
You've just got some complementary skill sets at the wide receiver position, I think, assuming they want to go that way. I think you've got a couple of guys in Nico and Higgins that are legit outside, true, prototypical outside receivers that give you an advantage in size. Now, Nico obviously brings more than that to the table. But the Jalen Noel kid, you know, there's not a lot you could see today to really tell exactly what he's going to bring to the table. I will echo what Nick Caserio said. He does appear to be sturdier built than your average, I would say, slot wide receiver. He does appear to run better than a guy that you would just couch immediately into, hey, this is a slot receiver and he can't play outside.
Yeah.
We talked about the Steve Smith senior. His little thicker build and the way he played with that chip on his shoulder. I can see watching Jalen Noel move. I can see where that comp probably came from. I have a hard time seeing Nico in Higgins, but I can definitely see the build and the way that, that Steve Smith moves in Noel. Jalen Smith, the cornerback, I didn't get to see a whole lot. When it's a one-man drill, like him and Woody Marks were the only corner and the only running back out there. So, I mean, they're resting more than they're working, to be honest with you. Hard to see anything there. I will say this kid here, Jalen Reed, this safety, listed as a safety, 6 foot 215 out of Penn State. More of a thumper, I think, more of a in-the-box safety. You know, he could end up being a hybrid linebacker. He's big enough. He looks significantly heavier than 212, and he may very well be heavier than 212. They may have, since they drafted him, started saying, hey, bro, we're gonna put some weight on you, and you're going to be one of these nickel linebackers, or you're going to be a linebacker in D'Amico's crew. I told you, I watched guess what's the kid from Arkansas that was at San Francisco, just went to Denver.
Oh, Greenlaw.
I watched Dre Greenlaw, was a safety in high school, moved a linebacker in college, was an undersized linebacker in college. D'Amico took him, and he really, really, really flourished in San Francisco. But that is one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cat that he looks like a linebacker. He don't look like a safety. I double-checked my list two or three different times to make sure I was looking at the right kid, and this is supposed to be a safety. This ain't no, he ain't no safety in this league. He's a smaller linebacker that you hope moves better than most. So, you know, I think player-wise, Ron, that's where I'm at. Graham Mertz, the quarterback that they picked up late, he's still hobbled with a knee injury. Big brace. He's still, I mean, you can tell he's not full go yet. He's not letting it go.
People talking about 079 looked big. Ariante Ursary.
Ariante Ursary looked big, yes, but again, I was never close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what I want to do with him today was I wanted to get close enough to where you can see, is this a big soft body that you worry about with injuries, that you worry about, I mean, has he been working out, or is it, he appears to be a big, thick, I mean, well-built human being. So I don't think you're going to run into any of those issues. But beyond that,
he looks like a tackle.
Yeah, he looks like a tackle. He looks like a big tackle, a big physical tackle. He doesn't just look like a tackle. Some of those tackles, you know, even like Titus and even Blake Fisher, you know, those guys, they don't look like that up top, that they're that physical of players and that strong of players. They look like a more agile offensive lineman. He looks like, you know, up top that he's got a little something more to him than just an athletic offensive lineman.
He looked like he had a neck roll, but I know he didn't have one.
I did not notice it.
He just looked like, just walking, he looked like he got a neck roll. Yeah. Like
now,
something added back then.
I mentioned yesterday, Ron, I thought that there's, you know, there are some non-rookies that were out there today. There was two of them in Keaton Slovis, the quarterback out of BYU that spent time at USC that kind of bounced all over the place. And the other one was Ladarius Henderson, where that name may sound familiar because Nick Caserio spoke about him.
Yeah, said he changed his body big time.
He was the one guy, he was one of the handful of guys that, beyond D'Amico, that Nick Caserio pointed out had really worked on their body in the offseason. He was a late-round pick out of Michigan last year and was injured. He definitely – now, he's a guard, which is a beautiful thing. He jumped, you know, assuming he can you know, make a at least – be in the competition. He looks the part. I mean, he looks like a grown-ass man. There's no doubt about it. And now, look, he's out there amongst a bunch of rookies, but he's a big, good-looking dude as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is that you know, as much as you can get out of that, out of seeing those cats for the first time, yeah. You know, it's always going to be a thing of like, hey, they're not in pads. And like you said, it's a rookie mini camp, so they're limited. So it's only about a few of these dudes out there.
But a lot of times, and not necessarily with the second round pick, but a lot of times you'll get these receivers out there that are just, you know, tangible picks or tangible pickups. You know, that can run and jump, and they look good. But then, boy, they're just not natural catchers of the football. Both of these guys are super, super natural catchers of the football. It's second nature, which it should be for a second and third round pick. But you know, that's not a worry. Very, very fluid in their routes. Woody Marks, again, super natural catcher of the football. Bigger than I thought. I mean,
you said that when you came in, he was a little bit bigger than.
Well, I've never seen him in person. I've only seen him on tape. I've only seen him on TV. And, you know, he moves like he is a third down back. He moves and catches the ball out of the backfield in that air raid offense like he is a smaller back. And when you see him in person, he's definitely a guy. He's not Joe Mixon. He's not that big. But he's a bigger, thicker guy that can definitely handle the number two running back. So I guess where I'm going with it is it looks like Woody Marks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.